Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. Last night, supporters of Occupy Oakland again took to the streets. Estimates of up to 3,000 people assembled at the site of Oakland's former Occupy Wall Street encampment, the plaza in front of City Hall. But in contrast to events the night before, there was no significant police action. Oakland officials had set 10 p.m. as the time demonstrators needed to clear the plaza Wednesday night, and protesters left on schedule, then spent hours walking through the city's downtown district. Occupy Oakland's latest plans, another protest tonight, and a citywide general strike next week. Some of California's incumbent and would-be politicians have been sitting on the fence about running in 2012. They were waiting to see if the state Supreme Court would throw out political maps drawn by the new Citizens Redistricting Commission. The wait is over, and the high court has taken a pass, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers explains.
When California voters stripped politicians of the power to draw political districts, they also mandated that only one court, the state Supreme Court, be granted the power to hear legal challenges to the new maps. On Wednesday, the court rejected two lawsuits. One was filed by a Republican Party activist against the new state Senate map. The other was against the new districts for Congress, filed by former Republican Congressman George Radonovich. Neither lawsuit made it to a formal court hearing.
Well, to me, the fact that the court didn't even feel the need to hear oral argument goes to the strength of the job that we did.
Stan Forbes is one of the 14 members of the California Citizens Redistricting Commission. The lawsuits challenged the maps on two key issues. One lawsuit alleged the new political districts are not compact and thus lumped together voters with too little in common. The other lawsuit asserted the citizens panel failed to fully protect the rights of minority voters. Chuck Bell, the plaintiff's attorney in the Senate map lawsuit, says he's surprised the state Supreme Court didn't hear oral arguments.
I thought we raised, substantive constitutional issues for them to consider. If they've denied it without even issuing an opinion, that's a little surprising.
It also may not be the end of the fight. For starters, there's always the chance the new maps, particularly the congressional districts, could be challenged in federal court on charges they violate the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. There's also the question of a referendum. Backers of a measure to overturn the state Senate maps may be on the verge of gathering enough signatures to qualify a referendum for the November 2012 ballot. That, says plaintiff's attorney Chuck Bell, would mean the state Senate map can't take effect.
Signatures are submitted, then we'd be back in front of the court.
And Bell argues the state Supreme Court would then have to draw interim political boundaries for next year. But if the new political maps aren't illegal, says Redistricting Commissioner Stan Forbes, why would a referendum make any difference?
Here you have had the highest court in the state tell the public these maps, are satisfactory. They meet the constitutional standards. So what's the point of your referendum?
The state Supreme Court's terse dismissal of the lawsuits is seen by some observers as an aversion to getting bogged down in the political debate over redistricting, and critics are now facing a very tough timetable for a do-over. Political candidates begin filing paperwork to run for office on December 30th and will need to know the districts they hope to represent. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Over the past 4 months, thousands of California inmates have staged two hunger strikes over conditions in the state's Stark segregation units. In response, correction officials have said they're considering changing policies that determine which inmates are locked up in the facilities, why, and for how long. Michael Montgomery reports.
B-Pod, we're ready when you're ready.
For years, California has routinely locked up hundreds of inmates accused of having ties to violent prison gangs in these windowless units at Pelican Bay State Prison. Some men have been held here for decades with only limited contact with other humans. But prisoner rights advocates like Carol Strickman say many of the inmates here haven't done anything tangible for any gang, like carrying out an assault or dealing drugs. She says the evidence against them is often more mundane.
We keep seeing people be there because they were viewed talking to someone who was a member or associate of a gang, or they have a letter with a star in it, or they have a book with a name in it.
According to department data, 79% of the men currently locked in the state's security housing units are there as gang associates, not full-fledged members. Even corrections officials concede that some of those inmates don't belong in the special units.
I very publicly said I think we overvalidate and that we don't do enough documentation for those associates.
Scott Kernan was Corrections Undersecretary until his retirement last week. Using department jargon, he's talking about the way the state identifies or validates inmates as prison gang members and associates. Once validated, the inmate is locked in the special unit, known as the SHU, for an indeterminate term. That includes so-called associates with only vague links to the groups. Kernan says that needs to change.
It's my hope that the policy will be modified that will provide us a greater level of ability to document an inmate's involvement as a leader in gang activity or physically themselves, involve themselves in an act of violence. Those are the people that we should have placed in places like SHU.
In addition to Kernan, other department officials say once the state develops new criteria, it will be applied retroactively. That means some inmates currently in the special units could be transferred to regular prisons.
My husband would look forward to getting some sunshine. I mean, being able to go outside.
Virginia Gutierrez Brown is the wife of an inmate, Paul Brown, who's been locked in Pelican Bay Security Housing Unit since the facility opened in 1990. The two married in 2006, so Brown has only ever seen her husband through thick glass in a visitor's room. She says his face is strikingly pale, almost translucent.
The man is 58 years old with no sunshine in over 20 years.
Inmates who've been moved out of the special units to other prisons describe a sense of liberation, even though they're still behind bars. That's the way former prison gang leader Rene Enriquez felt when he was transferred from Pelican Bay to a regular prison yard north of Los Angeles.
I can come out here and walk without my shoes, with my feet on the grass now. I can come to the yard and bask in the sun and get a tan.
Sources close to the Department of Corrections say hundreds of inmates could be transferred out of the security housing units. Scott Kernan says whatever the final policy changes, there will not be a sudden depopulation of the special units.
We're not going to be pushed by the inmates or their advocates to change policy of this magnitude and get people killed. We're going to do it slow and methodical and make sure that we're doing the right thing.
According to Kernan, some transfers could begin early next year. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.